and I started this last week, and I'll say it again. Aaron Rodgers is not good enough right now. Aaron Rodgers is not playing well enough right now. You want to tell me it's because he's old? Fine. You want to tell me because he missed a year? Fine. You want to tell me it's the offensive line's fault, even though he literally has the most time to throw that he's ever had in his career? Whatever excuse you want to make, I will just tell you this. I don't care. Because the last 2 weeks, the New York Jets defense did their part.
Right.
The last 2 weeks, the ball was in the hands of the oh-so-great Hall of Fame quarterback, and he did what with it? So I get there's a lot of things, if you're a Jet fan, to complain about. Robert Saleh, fair. He's a terrible NFL head coach right now. Fair. They can't run the football. Fair. Alan Lazard, 4 drops in this game. Fair. But the number one issue, number one, even more than the head coach, I want you to hear me when I say it. I'm saying it. The number one issue with the New York Jets as they sit at 2-3 is the quarterback. He's not playing well. He threw 3 interceptions, including an interception that was the freaking difference in this game. Here's the problem. As I sat there, as you sat there, as we watched New York Jets football, admit it. Close your eyes. It could have been Zach Wilson. Tell me when I'm saying anything that's not true. Because they played well enough, this defense, for them to win a football game yesterday, and the quarterback failed. He made dumb decisions, and when he had Garrett Wilson open to erase everything I just talked about, he missed him. Now, I think Aaron knows this. I don't think Aaron Rodgers would ever listen to this and be offended. He'd say, well, that weird, awkward schmuck, he's right, because I am right.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not telling you the season's over. I'm not giving up. I'm not tapping out, but I'm angry. I'm angry because this guy needs to be better, and he's not good enough. This defense allowed how many points the last 2 weeks? How many points did they allow last week?
10.
How many points did they allow? Yeah, and how many did they allow this week when you take away the pick six by Van Ginkle?
Right.
This is on the offense. And if you agree it's on the offense, then don't tell me about Breece Hall. Don't even tell me about your boy, Nate Hackett. It starts and it ends with the quarterback.
Yeah.
With high praise and high expectations and high compliments come this.
Yeah.
It's on you, bro.
It is.